Welcome, everyone. This is Russ Gazel, Chronicles of the End Times. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope you're doing well and prospering in your spirit. As Paul says, I wish that you would prosper as your spirit prospers. They go together. So we need to keep that in mind, that the Lord wants to bless us in a physical sense, but he's much more concerned about our spiritual attitude and our spiritual health. So where are we today? Things are a little upside down, as they seem to be on a regular basis in this world. We still have the craziness of this election year and all that's going on between the two parties. And more than that, it's a war. It's a war in 24. And it's not just about rockets and missiles and bullets. We got plenty of that going on in this world as well. Stuff going on in North Korea. We have the Ukraine-Russian war that we've been dealing with for the last few years. Of course, we now have the Israeli war against Hamas and Hezbollah. So many offshoots of Iran and all their agents of terrorism. We have rumors that Iran is very close to creating a nuclear weapon. Korea boasting of new missiles with greater range. The Houthi rebels in Yemen firing rockets at ships and at American ships in the Red Sea. The state of the country with so many immigrants coming in, illegal immigrants flooding into the nation, the cities crying out for help, people living in the streets. They need medical attention, they need jobs, they need money. We truly have left wisdom behind. We've talked about all the things that are going on in our schools and how our children are being directed in ways they should not be directed. This is what happens when we walk away from the Spirit of God, and we decide that our truth is the best truth and is the only truth. Of course, it can't be the only truth, can it? Because if there's 40 people in the room and they all have their own truth, then there's 40 truths. I was saying to someone the other day, I'm colorblind, unfortunately, and I can look at a color and think it's something else. And in my mind, I guess that's my truth, right? That's really gray. Or it's a bluish gray, and somebody will tell me, no, it's not. That's a light green. You can't even see that. My believing that it is a certain color doesn't change it, does it? There's only one truth, and there's only one who is the truth, and that's Jesus Christ. So how do we deal with all this craziness that's going on, and what is our attitude about all of it? We need to have God's attitude. We need to have God's mind in all these things. Because we are about to see a great move of God. You might think to yourself, man, I don't see that coming at all with all this going on. But this is when it happens, folks. This is when it happens. People are scared. They're desperate. And they're realizing that we are in bad shape. They start thinking about, is heaven and hell real? What does the future hold? Is there a future for me? And the Bible says there is a glorious future for the children of God. I mentioned this before in a previous podcast, that when all these principalities and powers that God created, he created them to be in charge of the earth. He created them to manage, and he wanted to share his glory. He wanted to share his great creation with them, and they chose not to do it. They chose to rebel because they had their own truth. They were going to follow it. So see, it's nothing new. It's something that's been going on since the beginning of time and beyond. But God has decided to share his kingdom with you and me and those who will trust him, those who will believe him at his word, that he is the Savior of the world. Those that will say, you know what? I am a sinful guy. I am a sinful person. I need Jesus Christ to wipe that away. There is no religion in the entire world that ever existed that has offered forgiveness and a clean slate. There's no one. In every religion, you have to pay for your sins in some way or another. But here, Jesus Christ paid for our sins. And he said, all you have to do is believe in me. Call on my name, and I will come to you. And God will begin to touch us and change us into what he wants us to be, which is a blessing to us and all those around us. So are you ready for this next move of God? Are you ready to take a stand? Are you ready to say, you know what? I believe the word of God, and I'm going to declare the word of God in love and in kindness, but I have to be a light. Are you ready to be that light in the storm? because the storm is raging. You don't have to wait for the storm to come. It's here. It's raging all over the world. They're just waiting for that person to stand up in their community, in their church, in their school, in their work, whatever it is in their neighborhood, and say, you know what? This is what I believe. This is what the Bible says. And this is how I got peace in my life, is through knowing Jesus Christ. That's the beginning of revival. We all need encouragement. I know I do. I'm just blessed when someone says to me, I really enjoyed that podcast or what you shared or whatever it might be. We all need encouragement. And the scripture is filled with encouragement. And I think it's what we need to concentrate on. You know, like we've been saying, there's so much negativity going on in the world, and it's real, and we need to be aware of it so we can pray. But we also need to understand what the future holds for those who love Jesus Christ. Paul says in Romans chapter 8, he says, you, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of God, he does not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin, yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who lives in you. Wow, what a great promise. You know, you're going to have a new body. You're going to have a glorified body, a body that doesn't need to eat but can, doesn't need to sleep, doesn't get tired, doesn't get sick, and can never die. What an amazing gift. Can you imagine a greater gift than anyone could give you? Paul says that if we are children, then we are heirs. We're heirs of God, co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. What is he talking about suffering? He's not talking about physical disease or other things. He's talking about suffering for Christ, being identified with Christ. Many people do not want to be associated with Jesus. They look at that saying, well, you know, it's offensive to people. Well, who are you going to be offending? I'd rather offend someone here on this earth than offend the Lord. And if we are living for God, God will turn even our enemies towards us. That's what he promises. He says, if you're living at peace with me, I'm going to even make your enemies be at peace with you. That's the blessing of being in Jesus Christ. And this is the greatest part of the scriptures to me, when God begins to tell us all the glorious things he's going to do. He talks about creation being frustrated, that the creation itself would be liberated from the bondage of decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. All the earth is moaning and groaning, he tells us, waiting for us, you and me, to be glorified and the kingdom of God to come upon the earth. Wow, that's amazing. He goes on to say, we know that the whole creation has been groaning in pains and of childbirth right up until this present time. Not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we eagerly await for the adoption as sons and daughters, the redemption of our bodies. Wow, isn't that amazing? It's just like the kingdom of God. Jesus said, the kingdom of God has come upon you. Yes, the kingdom of God is here, but not really, but not completely. The kingdom of God is in you and me if we're following Christ. Completely is the redemption of our bodies and coming into the complete new life that he has for us. The reason that the Bible says that we are sealed with the Holy Spirit for what's coming. It's a promise to us as to what's coming. And what's coming? The redemption of our bodies, a brand new world, a brand new life that never ends. God's got some amazing, amazing things for his children. We need to be encouraged today. Know that we are more than conquerors. If you trust Jesus Christ today, you're more than a conqueror. I don't care what you're going through. If you want to make God smile, lots of times we want God to make us smile. But you know what? It's a blessing to make God smile. And how do we do that? By being faithful, by just trusting him. We don't have to be, you know, the giants of Christianity. There is no such thing. We don't have to be the greatest person in the world filled with faith. No, he's just looking for the mustard seed. He said, you know what? If you have that mustard seed of faith, that'll be enough. He knows everything you and I are going through. He just wants us to trust him, and he will give us victory. So keep looking up. Don't give up. As crazy as this world is, keep praying through, and God will lead you, and he will open doors for you, and he will provide for you. This is Russ Gausel for Chronicles of the End Times. Keep looking up. The King is coming.